Welcome to our meeting this evening. Please remember to turn off your cell phones and that the parking validation machine is way up there at the top, located near the entrance. Could you all stand and join me in saluting the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We'll proceed to roll call. Our chair is not here. Commissioner Barroso.
Here.
Commissioner Bandal. Commissioner Cantrell, I do not see. Commissioner Cal.
Here.
Commissioner Casey.
Here.
Commissioner Escobar.
Here.
Commissioner Nguyen.
Here.
Commissioner Oliverio.
Here.
And Commissioner Young.
Here.
Okay. And I'm Vice Chair Bickford. I'm here as well. Thank you. Okay. So for tonight, the summary of hearing procedures are, if you want to address the commission, please fill out a speaker card located on the table near the audiovisual technician and deposit the completed card in the basket, or just bring it up here and we'll take it. There are also speaker cards at the back of the chamber and at the side entrance. The procedure for this hearing is as follows. After staff presentation, applicants and or appellants may make up to a 5-minute presentation. During the public comment period, the chair will call out names on the submitted speaker cards in the order received for those members of the public who attend in person. As your name is called, line up at the front of, by the microphone at the front of the chamber here. Generally, each speaker will be given up to 2 minutes for public testimony, and speakers using a translator will have up to 4 minutes. At the discretion of the chair, the time allotted to each speaker may be changed depending on the number of items on the agenda, number of speakers, and other factors. Speakers using a translator will have double the time allotted. After the public testimony, the applicant or appellant may make closing remarks for up to an additional 5 minutes. Planning commissioners may ask questions of the speakers. Response to commissioner questions will not reduce the speaker's time allowance. The public hearing will then be closed and the planning commission will take action on the item. The planning commission may request staff to respond to the public testimony, ask staff questions, and discuss the item. If you challenge these use decisions in court, you may be limited to raising only those issues you or someone else raised at this public hearing or in written correspondence delivered by the city to the city at or prior to the public hearing. The Planning Commission's action on rezoning, prezoning, general plan amendments, and code amendments is only advisory to the City Council. The City Council will hold public hearings on these items. Section 20.120.400 of the Municipal Code provides the procedures for legal protests to the City Council on rezonings and prezonings. The Planning Commission's actions on conditional use permits is appealable to the City Council in accordance with Section 20.100.220 of the Municipal Code. Agendas and all staff reports for this meeting may be accessed on the City's website. Before we begin, I'm moving to call to order and orders of the day. Before we begin, I want to remind the Planning Commission members and members of the public to follow our code of conduct at meetings. This includes commenting on the specific agenda item only and addressing the full body. Public speakers will not engage in a conversation with the commissioners or staff. All members of the Planning Commission staff and public are expected to refrain from abusive language. Repeated failure to comply with the code of conduct, which will disturb, disrupt, or impede the orderly conduct of this meeting, may result in removal from the meeting. This meeting of the Planning Commission will now come to order. We're moving to public comment section. Public comments to the Planning Commission are non-agendized items. Please fill out a speaker's card and give it to the technician. Each member of the public may address the commission for up to 2 minutes. The commission cannot take any formal action without the item being properly noticed and placed on an agenda. In response to public comment, the Planning Commission is limited to the following options. responding to statements made or questions posed by members of the public, or requesting staff to report back on a matter at a subsequent meeting, or directing staff to place the item on a future agenda. And staff, do we have any speakers for public comment? I don't see any.
Nope.
Thank you. Okay. Do we have any deferrals or removals from the calendar?
We do not.
Okay. Do I need to read that section?
No.
Okay, good. So we're moving on to the consent calendar. Notice to the public, there will be no separate discussion of individual consent calendar items as they are considered to be routine and will be adopted by one motion. If a member of the commission requests debate, separate vote, or recusal on a particular item, that item may be removed from the consent calendar by the chair and considered separately. The public may comment on the entire consent calendar and any items removed from the consent calendar by the chair. Staff will provide an update on the consent calendar. If you wish to speak on one of these items individually, please come to the podium at this time. Nope, I don't see any. Okay. Commissioners, you've read the items on the agenda. Are there any that you would like removed from the consent calendar? Nope. Okay.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Yay. Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the consent calendar. Do we do it as a whole, or do we have to do the individual items?
You do it as a whole.
Okay. Sorry, this is weird because I have separate.
You probably just want to read the items for the record.
Okay. So the first item, I'll just read all of them. The first item on the consent calendar is reviewing and approving the action minutes from the March 25th meeting. The second item is CP24-026 and ER24-181. That's the conditional use permit to allow construction of a four-story, approximately 125,000 square foot mini storage building and two vehicle gates. And next one is CP25-012 and ER25-077, which are the conditional use permit to allow an existing approximately 107,000 square foot building to be converted into a warehouse utilized for electric vehicle passenger vehicle delivery, retail indoor sale of EV passenger vehicles, and a service center and some incidental office space. So with that, I will call for a vote. Can you remind me, Commissioner Bondal, you were the motion, and Commissioner Casey, you were the second? Oh, Oliveri, thank you. Thank you. Oh, and note that Commissioner Cantrell is here. Okay, let's go down the list. Commissioner Barroso?
Yes.
Commissioner Bandal?
Yes.
Commissioner Cantrell?
Yes.
Commissioner Cal?
Yes.
Commissioner Casey?
Yes.
Commissioner Escobar?
Yes.
Commissioner Nguyen?
Yes.
Commissioner Oliveria?
Yes.
Commissioner Young?
Yes.
And I'm a yes. So the consent calendar passes unanimously. For public hearing, there are no items today on the public hearing calendar, so I'm not going to read the blurb about it. Are there any referrals from City Council, boards, commissions, or other agencies? I feel like this might be the shortest meeting in history.
We'll get there, we'll see.
Okay. For good and welfare. A report from the City Council?
Yeah, so we do have a couple things from City Council. City Council met on March 24th. They did do a final adoption of Ordinance 31316, which was the ordinance as related to Senate Bill 79, as the city adopted relatively local measures. In addition to that, the City Council also adopted the audit recommendations that were still existing from previous audits. In addition, they approved two different ordinances as it relates to residential incentive tax permits for our projects. One is for the Bank of Italy development and for the Gateway Tower. That was done in one resolution, I believe. And then there was another resolution approving one for El Paseo de Saratoga for residential tax and fee waivers. In addition to that, they adopted the Housing Catalyst Team Work Plan status. As you might have noted, this was part of something similar you heard in the February 25th study session. So council took two actions on that related to the team work plan as well as the annual progress report on the implementation of the housing element.
Okay. Do we have any subcommittee reports or outstanding items?
No.
Anything related to study sessions or commission calendar?
Just that the next planning commission is going to occur on the 22nd. And I also wanted to note that there is going to be several outreach and open houses for the general plan four-year review being held throughout the city from this month until early next month. In addition to that, the city council will be holding a comprehensive permit study session on April 20th. In addition, just to note, if you guys are interested, City Council will be hearing the Camden Builders Remedy Project, also heard on April 28th.
That was the Camden?
That was the Camden project, yes.
Okay. Thank you. Anything for the public record?
I do have a question. at the 1295 Kirtner Avenue, do you have an update on that? If it got appealed or if it's coming or... any kind of update? Because we're getting several emails on that. I'm just kind of concerned for the people reaching out.
Yeah, thank you for asking that, because it was on my list, too.
Remind me which project that was again?
We got it. We did receive an appeal. So it included an environmental appeal, so it will go to City Council directly. Yep. It's 12 units, by the way. That's what you're talking about, right? The 12-unit development? On Kirtner?
Yeah.
Okay.
It. Yeah.
That's it. Yep.
Okay. Any other questions from the commissioner? 6:42 p.m. Anybody want a motion to adjourn? Do we need to do that?
Yes.
Okay. Who's motioning? Commissioner Bandel?
A motion to adjourn.
Somebody? You in a second?
Right. So you're absolutely. Okay.
Second. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We're done. If I had a gavel, I'd smack it, but I don't have that, so.